This is pretty simple, actually. I think you have four quarterbacks in camp. Who should start? The one that they determine is the guy that gives them the best chance to win a football game. If that turns out to be Joe Flacco, that's who it turns out to be. If it turns out to be Kenny Pickett, that's who it turns out to be. Which guy, if they're going to expose anybody to waivers, which one should it be? The one who they think has the least amount of upside. I mean, it's all real clear. But fandom doesn't allow you to sometimes to check all that at the door. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's okay. That's okay. But, you know, if one guy looks really good and the other guy doesn't look good and under different circumstances, that's just let's give it some time. You've got three preseason games. You'll see plenty of the young quarterbacks. Might see a little bit of the veteran quarterbacks.
Refresh me on the stat you had last week, which I thought was fantastic.
Uh-oh.
Talking about number of quarterbacks in the league that were drafted after the first round that are playing.
Oh.
Or starting, is that what it was?
I think it's three.
Three? I think you're right. I think it's only
Brock
three.
Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, and Dak Prescott, I think. I think that's it.
Sounds right. So my point here is, if you think one of the rookies is starting, are the Browns saying we really don't care about the season? We got to get these guys reps. If one of those two rookies is starting for more than, I don't know, eight games.
Russell Wilson too, by the way. Russell Wilson will be starter.
Oh, okay, so four?
Yeah.
Four.
But he wasn't drafted by his original team there.
If the Browns start one of these rookies week one, just be prepared to lose. That's all. I'm sorry, Jeff. You're putting a rookie out there. I know what we saw in Washington last year. Okay.
Yeah, that's not your thought isn't fair either, because you left out one thing. The only thing you possibly left out is maybe that guy goes in and is the best quarterback in camp. And if he is, then you just start him. But I don't think that's been the case so far. All indications are Joe Flacco has been the best quarterback in camp so far.
Right.
And followed by fill in the blank. It's tough to say because Kenny Pickett has, you know, been down a little bit with that hamstring.
Right. It's Daryl Ryder yesterday was on his show with Nick Padone. And Daryl said some stuff that, like, got folks all fired up. So I want to hear the first one. He talks about, what's the first one here, Meredith? Gabriel in a bad spot. Is that what it is? That's the first one. Okay, let's hear that.
They're putting him in a bad spot. You're forcing me to evaluate this kid like he's a first-round pick. He's not. He's a third-round pick, okay? But I'm having to look at him through the lens of he's a first-round pick. It's clear that you're trying to prepare him to play this year. And I think that that is a grave mistake. He's not ready for it. I am evaluating him not as a third-round pick. I'm evaluating him as a guy who they're giving first-team reps right out of the gate. Every day, this guy is first up. Occasionally, it's Joe Flacco. But every day, it's Dylan Gabriel first up. Why?
They clearly love him because he's smart, because he goes into the meeting rooms, and I'm sure he blows them away. And that's what this regime is. It's computers. It's spreadsheets. It's in the classroom. I understand that they really like the kid's intangibles and that he probably is a really good leader and that he's intelligent. Like, that's all really good, promising things to hear. That doesn't equate to winning football games, but they kind of think that it does.
All right, first of all, please, when you respond, don't kill the table, Jeff, because I see where it's broken, where Daryl was there yesterday, and there's some duct tape
over here that was taken care of.
Yeah.
It always works for better radio when you slam the table.
Oh, for sure.
Here's the thing. Daryl was right. They're asking Gabriel to do different things than they are asking Shadur to do.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they like him better. And that was obvious on draft day, folks. They like him better.
But Jeff, let me give you the ultimate on this in this conversation. That's not fair.
And if Kenny Pickett's not there to take first-team reps because his hamstring, who's going to get the first-team reps? It's going to be Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel.
And if you know what Joe Flacco can do, why wouldn't you in practice? Hey, wait a minute. Let me guess. This is practice. Why wouldn't you give the reps to somebody who may have the opportunity to step out there? If they really think he's going to be a backup, you better have him ready.
These happen to be the guys who are at quarterback right now, so somebody's going to have to get the first-team reps, and it makes perfect sense to give them to the guy that you drafted higher than the other guy. Doesn't mean it's going to finish that way. That's just the way it is right now. You know, I've been conversing with somebody who's been watching practice like crazy and knows his football, and has said, yeah, they're asking him to do different things, and he's doing okay. He's, you know, he's not
Dylan.
Doing
Dylan or
yeah,
Shador?
Dylan. Okay. Dylan. But they're asking Shador to do different things.
Okay.
They're asking Gabriel to do different things. And because of that, it, you know, the person I mentioned that I was chatting with just flat out said, clearly they like him better because they're asking him to do more at this point than they're asking Sanders to do. And Daryl's right. They're trying to get him more ready to play. Well, you got four quarterbacks. None of them's a slam dunk. You want to try and get them all ready to play. That's what's going on now. If everybody can just cool their jets a little bit, let all these guys get on the field in a preseason game, and we'll figure it out. They'll figure it out, and we'll see. You know, maybe Gabriel goes out and looks terrible against the Panthers. Maybe Sanders goes out and looks terrible against the Panthers. At that point, we're all thinking, come on, Joe, come on, Kenny. But let's just let this go a little bit. I mean, it's way too early to make concrete proclamations. I mean, that's just way too early.
I totally agree with you. I just think people that think that there's going to be a fair competition, like this isn't set up to be fair. It's set up to be, you got two veterans and two rookies.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody jumps off the page and they're like, well, there's no question, we have to start this person, you would hope that's what they would do. But we also don't know, like I was listening to the analytic, or we were just talking about the analytics part of it, somebody said, you know, and it's like, okay, if analytics is telling you to do this, well, find out in practice. If you're going to make a mistake, find out in practice. Please don't wake up on game day and go, oh, we're going to implement this today, which they're not going to do. That's why, again, if you're a 3-win team coming off of last year, and I don't care how much security a head coach thinks he has, you're going to go with the guy that gives you the best opportunity to win. Unless ownership of the front office is saying, don't care, play the rookies, let's lose.
I just got a text from my buddy Jeff in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
He says, find a report that says Sanders was bad. Face it, Sanders is going to be the starter by week 7. You know what I say to that? Great. Great. If he's the best quarterback, play him. That's all I want. Play the guy who gives you the best chance to win and who you think is going to be the best quarterback. I don't have a horse in this race.
I don't either.
I hope they play. I hope my ideal scenario would be one of the rookies is the best guy in camp. That's the best scenario because that means they've outplayed a guy in Joe Flacco who's a veteran, still can throw it, and who is 40 years old. Great. I hope somebody does. I hope somebody outplays Kenny Pickett. That'd be great. If Pickett outplays everybody else, that's great too. Play the best guy and let him figure it out. And the Browns coaching staff is figuring it out in the way that they've put together, which apparently is giving Dylan Gabriel more first team reps. That's okay. If they think Shador is ready for all that, he'll get them. And going against a first team defense, Andy, that's good stuff too. That's good stuff.
Here's what I have a feeling Monday morning when we come back in here after that first preseason game happens, right? So then you get into the fourth quarter and Shador is out there, without a doubt. And Shador throws a couple really nice balls. Gage Lerdeman, the one that Meredith thinks is awesome.
From Miami in South Carolina.
Andrew Siciliano was the one who thinks he's awesome.
Okay, so and Luke Floria. Those guys end up with a touchdown or something in the fourth quarter. That's all we're going to hear about.
Best 5'8 recruiting or receiving crew in the league.
I mean, you're not going to hear anything other than people like, I don't understand. Why isn't Sanders starting? I saw those two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Please pump the brakes on heavy offensive numbers that we see in the third and fourth quarter.
Well, I was going to say, Andy, remember who they're playing against. It'll be the third and fourth string of a team that was really bad last year.
This was, I don't know, maybe the most interesting thing that Daryl said about the quarterback situation since the beginning.
things get so loud if Shador Sanders outperforms Dylan Gabriel.
Because you know what?
It's what everybody's kind of secretly expecting to happen, because we know that the ceiling is higher with Shador and the floor probably is as well because of the intangibles, because he's bigger and he looks more like an NFL
quarterback.
There's
no secretly about it. We are expecting it because Dylan's been that bad on the practice field. Now, to be fair, it's not all been a disaster, but this week, been a disaster.
I just wonder if it gets loud to a point.
Overexposed this week.
I don't know that they're going to be able to keep hiding behind this developmental shield forever.
It was also on with Nick Padone. I may listen to those guys on the weekends here. Okay, what do you think of that? Shield.
There's no developmental shield. They're young quarterbacks. They have to be developed.
Yeah.
That's what has to happen. You have to develop young players. So there's no shield. That's what they're doing. And right now they're putting more on Dylan Gabriel's plate than they are on Shador's. For now.
Why? I'm not surprised. Why would anybody be surprised?
Well, one guy
by
was
that?
A third round pick and the other was a fifth. Just based on, you know, if they were higher on Shador, he would have been the third round pick and Gabriel would have been a later pick. So I don't mean to pass the buck on this. Just everybody calm down. Let them get on the field. Let's see what they look like in the preseason. Not just the young guys, but the veterans. You know, if the veterans go out and don't look good, then you got a real problem. You're expecting one of the veterans to at least be able to go out and run an offense efficiently. I don't know if you're expecting that out of the rookies, and I don't know if you should. Just let's calm down and give it a couple of preseason games.
Yeah, I just want to see what it looks like. I also wonder if Shador's last name was Smith, if the hype train would be the same way it is.
I'm sure it wouldn't.
Same player. I'm not changing.
There wouldn't have been as much hype coming in. I mean, he's, you know, right or wrong or just the way it's been for him, because he's Deion's son, he's been in the spotlight since, you know, he was in high school. And that's okay. He's handled it really well. I think he comes off as a really, really pretty good kid. And I hope he can play football in the NFL. I hope he's really good. But and you mentioned it at the top of the show, Andy. Fifth-round quarterbacks, third-round quarterbacks, it's rare when they become the guy. Rare. I mean, it happens, but it's rare. So let's just give them a chance to, you know, give them a chance to figure things out. Give the coaching staff a chance to figure out which guy they want to play. They get through two preseason games and nobody looks good. Well, then there's a big issue.
All right, Daryl said something else this morning that we're going to play here in a second, and it's not good for Dylan Gabriel again, but we'll get back to that in a second here. Again, if you want to be a part of the show, 216-474-0092, like Rod in East Cleveland. Hey, Rod, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Hey, Rod.
All right, listen, I know, I just got to say it, man. First of all, it's Stefanski. We don't even call him Coach Stefanski. His name is Kevin Stefanski, and that's how everybody addresses him. They never address him as coach. He's supposed to be this genius, but come on, coach. Get those rookies to make them look like superstars, coach. Nobody said nothing about Stefanski. None of them going to be the rooks. He's going to ruin both of them. Kevin Stefanski is not a good coach. That's number one. Number two, you might not want to hear this, but the Browns would never win a Super Bowl with a Caucasian quarterback. I hang up and listen.
Well, I'll hang up too. Who cares what color the guy is? Why?
I don't want him to be green.
Why? Who cares?
You probably need antibiotics if he's green.
Can you give me someone that can march the ball down the field? I don't care if you're plaid. Please.
You ever see a plaid
guy?
Why
do we play this stupid game in Cleveland? Where it comes to that, what color you are.
It's not in Cleveland, Andy.
Oh, I know, but I feel like here it is. I don't know why. Give me a quarterback that can win. I don't care. Give me more than 16 points a game. I don't care. Stop it. Let's be Browns fans and get the guy in there that's going to win. Ugh. I don't know. What were you saying, Jeff? I can't stand that. If you're a Browns fan, you just shouldn't. I don't care. I don't. It drives me insane.
Nor should you care. Andy, if Shador Sanders is the best quarterback at some point in the season, he should start. Doesn't matter what his race is. Dylan Gabriel's what, of Hawaiian descent? Would you like to have a Hawaiian quarterback, Andy? You know what? I would, if he's the best quarterback there. Would you like to have a guy from New Jersey? Sure, why not, if he's the best quarterback there? Check all that stuff at the door, folks. Anybody who feels that way, they're looking for a quarterback. They have four guys they're looking at now. If one of them doesn't work, they're going to bring in two more guys next year. One guy, anyway. And they're going to try and find one.
All right. Daryl also said something that was kind of a powder keg statement. He said it on the morning show this morning. What does he truly think about Dylan Gabriel?
He's not good. He's not an NFL quarterback. Not right now. And the fact they keep running him out there for first team reps, and part of it I get because Kenny Pickett's banged up with a hamstring injury, so there's not a lot he can do. But they have been putting him out there first with the 11-on-11 going back to the offseason program. They're cramming this guy down our throats. It's not good. It's not a height thing. It's not personal. I mean, he's rolling out and he can't hit guys that are wide open. He is not all that great at times during the warm-up periods. He's pretty good during 7-on-7 when there's no offensive and defensive lines, but he's just not a good quarterback. And he's a third-round pick.
How does he stretch? Have we not evaluated that yet? You know, when he gets out there, I noticed that he doesn't put his leg all the way up in the air, maybe as much. He's not an NFL quarterback, and Daryl, I love you, because he hasn't played in an NFL game yet. He hasn't even played in a preseason game yet. Yes, you're right, Daryl. He's not an NFL quarterback yet.
And may never be.
Maybe never be. That's why
we can all make, and maybe Daryl's absolutely right, but we don't know that yet. We don't know that yet. If Daryl does, good. He's got a better eye than some of the football folks who are paying attention. And maybe he does. But let's just calm down and let these guys play a little bit and let the Browns figure it out. They'll figure it out. And they'll start the guy that they think is the best quarterback. I'm convinced of that, Andy. There's nobody here who's the favorite in this race. It's not Joe Flacco because he's 40 and had five really good games here. It's not Joe. It's not Kenny Pickett because he was a first-round pick of the Steelers and was 15-10 as a starter. It's not. And it's not Gabriel because he was a pick in the third round, and it's not Sanders because he was a pick in the fifth and is Deion's son. Let them compete. Let them figure it out, and they'll put a guy out there.
I can't believe that Gabriel, like, had all these numbers in college and can't have some. I believe he can have success in the NFL. I think he can. We'll find out. Does the height thing worry me a little
Absolutely
bit?
Yeah. It does.
How could you not?
Of course.
I get it, but you're talking about, you know, he had a record 189 career touchdowns, 155 career passing touchdowns, 18,000 career passing yards. 19,000, almost 20,000 total yards rank him second all-time in FBS history. The guy knows how to win. The guy knows how to play offense. I don't know. Maybe the size will be a factor, and we're going to find out quickly if it is. But I think it's worth looking at, especially when you compare him to what else we have. Why wouldn't you want to look? They clearly did. They drafted him in the third round. It's not like they drafted him in the first round. They want to see what they have. Who do you think is going to start this week? What do you think they're going to do?
It depends. Tell me if Kenny Pickett's able to go.
Kenny Pickett's able to go.
He'll start.
And no Flacco?
And Flacco might not play.
Okay.
If Pickett can't go, they might have to play Flacco.
I can see that either way. That the one gets one game, one gets the other. And I don't know what that means as far as, okay, if we go out there and we march the ball down the field and we score, you're done.
Those guys deserve reps, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
And I think they probably need reps. I'll throw it this way. If Pickett's able to go, Pickett for a quarter, right now Dylan Gabriel for two quarters, and Shedeur Sanders for the fourth quarter. That wouldn't surprise me.
Wait, do that again?
Pickett gets the first quarter.
Okay.
Gabriel gets the second and maybe the third, and then Shedeur comes in the fourth, or Shador takes over in the third quarter, some point in the third quarter, and you split reps with the rookies. You don't go back and forth. You let them get in the flow of the game. I would think it'll be like pitching in baseball.
I think after practicing, I would start either Pickett or Flacco, one drive, maybe two, get them out. Gabriel gets the rest of the first half. Sanders gets the entire second half. That's what I would do. I'd give him two quarters. I'd let him go. What's the difference? Or give
the second. I think one of the veterans is going to play in this game, just based on the way Kevin has approached camp. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, but I don't know how long.
Yeah, maybe the first quarter, maybe the first drive or two. But I'd be surprised if both veterans play in the first preseason game. And if I could, I would sit out.
One of the two?
I would sit out Flacco if I could. Look, Joe, and you've said this. Most people have said this. Joe gives you the best chance to win week one. In theory, and looking at it just from, you know, knowing what's happened with these guys in the past, yes, he probably does. He probably does. But that doesn't mean he's the best quarterback in camp right now, and maybe Pickett is, and I'm sure it's not the rookies. And I would, because of his experience and his age and everything else, I would protect Joe Flacco if I'm able to, because he's your insurance policy. And you might need to cash it for week one. You might need to cash it in week five, you know?
Lynn is in Virginia. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm great. I love your show, and I'm an auntie. I'm calling in because I've watched from OTAs, from everything, trying to be fair, trying to give everybody a chance. But when you say that you don't see that there is like something nefarious going on, it's only because if you say there's a four-way competition, we didn't say that. The aunties didn't say that. You didn't say that.
Right.
The coaching staff said that. They said it was a four-way even competition.
I don't know that I ever heard the word even, and I've never heard the word fair. It's a four-way competition. Keep going. Sorry.
Okay, so you're right. You didn't hear even a fair.
Right.
But did you also hear, don't play too much into one person getting this many reps, one person, they're like, okay, so this person continues not to get the same amount of reps. Don't read too much into that. It is a four-way competition.
He did say that. I agree with you. Yeah.
They set themselves up for this type of situation because how many times are you going to put Dylan out there? I don't have anything against Dylan. He, to me, when you look at the other camera angle, he can't see over the lineman. He throws like a windmill, and he has to jump. And it's nothing wrong with him. I think he's a processing IBM computer, as they say. But what does that have to do to articulate how you play on the field?
Well, I mean, he had almost 20,000 total yards in FBS history. I mean, that's second all time.
He's one of the best college quarterbacks ever.
Did you see the five-star teammates Oregon had?
Yeah. And someone's got to get him a ball.
That means he's able to run an offense.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a game manager.
Well, I'd love one of those, Lynn. I hope Shador becomes that guy. I hope Dylan becomes somebody. Just somebody go win the job. That's it. Somebody go win the job. And if you're a rookie and you don't win the job, work hard and win the job down the road.
Fair enough.